Is there anyone who wishes to speak in favor of the bill? Can you tell us who you are?
Oh, I'm sorry. Glenn Libby from Port Clyde. And a little bit of history. I spent about 4 decades in the scallop fishery. I don't have a license anymore, but I still own boats. I'm in favor of the bill because it opens the door to future entrants, meaning someone like my son who's never had a license. He does fish now, and he's currently down off of New Jersey on a boat out of New Bedford. And we still own 2 boats. At one point in time, we owned 3 in Port Clyde, basically ground fishing and shrimping. And I'm the kind of guy that if there was 2 numbers on the lottery, I'd pick the wrong one every time. So that's kind of what happened to us. But another alternative would be great. It's frustrating to go to the meetings. I've been to a few Scallop Advisory Council meetings, and Commissioner touched on it. Latent effort gets talked about. I was on the New England Fisheries Management Council for 3 years. That was always a concern, latent effort. Everybody's always concerned about what could happen if everybody went fishing. They rarely do, but I suppose you have to consider it. I think by making people who actually invest in the fishery allow them to fish and not just buy a bunch of licenses that keep other people out is a good idea, because that was really frustrating. That was the number one thing that would come up. Well, we can't open it up because, you know, we might have 800 boats go, even though you probably won't. We've got, I don't think there was 1 boat landing scallops in Port Clyde last year. There used to be quite a few of us going. There's a lot of scallop grounds around there that aren't even getting fished anymore. I know now because,
huh? Now they will.
Well, not necessarily, but not if it's better somewhere else. But, I mean, it's just, and, you know, there's been no shrimping. Who knows what that's going to be. I don't see a really bright future in that. Maybe we'll get to go again a little bit, but and ground fish, as an example, to rent small dabs to go fishing, right? You have to lease quota. It's like $1.50 a pound. Small dabs yesterday on the auction were 90 cents. So, you know, it's not too hard to do the math on that. So another alternative would be good, and I support the bill. I don't want to really go into what they might do about allowing people back in, because that does sound like it's for rulemaking. I do support the simple rulemaking. I think the Scallop Advisory Council does a good job, and they should be able to come up with something. Thank you,
Mr. Libby. Any questions for Mr. Libby? Representative Toole.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I guess this is for everyone who comes up. When you say you support the bill, would you please specify which or both? And that would make things a little clearer, because there are 2.
Yeah, I'll just say there's things in both of them that I support. I think I'd lean more heavily towards the department bill.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank
Any
you.
Other questions? No. Anyone else who wishes to speak in favor of the bill?